Unfiltered Love Radio.
Listen, if you listen on the Anchor App Live, you just heard my boy Rob J featuring the baby. I like what I like. I like what I like. She ain't even me. Look, so if y'all listening, y'all gonna support my boy. You know what I mean? Rob J official. To love people, should God can listen, because I listen from heaven and earth to me, to you, and settle it all in love. I am the Freedom Coach, and you're listening to Unfiltered Love Radio. Yo, what's good, Unfiltered Love people? Should God can listen. Listen. Welcome to Unfiltered Love Radio. If you've never listened to Unfiltered Love Radio before, well, you're in for a treat today. Today, we got a lot of topics to talk about, but let me give you the premise of what this station is. This station is to make you lit. Yes, make you lit. Lift, inspire, and transform. I want to make you, give you the tools, the vision, the inspiration to go on with your mega life so you can be free and live your mega life. Yo, what's good, Unfiltered Love people? We're back. It's your God, Calistus, because you know I listen from heaven and earth to me, to you, and sell it all in love. Let's get into today's topic. Look, today's topic is something that I see going on in the world a lot, and a lot of people are not talking about it. Then I get a lot of random questions, and this came from a random conversation just with a random person. But then it kept recurring over and over with my friend groups, with different people I know, with people in my family. Then I had to have the talk with myself. That is that we self-damn. So, stop damning yourself. You know, a lot of times we think that we're supposed to do a certain thing, live a certain way, have certain things, be a value of a certain kind, drive a certain car, live in a certain house, have a certain girlfriend or boyfriend, husband or wife, certain type of kids. And you know what? All that does is cloud what you're really supposed to be doing, because what happens is you have conformed to some societal thing that doesn't even work for you. Yeah, I know. It kind of sucks too. You know why? Because now everybody's asking you, when you gonna get married? When you gonna have kids? Why'd you have kids so early? Why'd you get that job? Why do you do this? Why do you say that? And all it does is causes you to boggle down everything that's supposed to be inside of you, that you're supposed to be uplifting and rooting to the next person, right? Because you shouldn't care about what people are saying. You should really say, you know, everybody who's listening that is religious, you probably don't want to listen to this episode because I might cuss a few times. And I'm going to use the word damn a whole hell of a lot. Yep, I'm going to use the word damn a whole hell of a lot. So, you might not like this one. But it's Unfiltered Love Radio. That's what we do. We come on here and we tell unfiltered love. Love is not always these nice rainbow things. I say that every time, but love ain't that sweet. It's kind, it's patient. It has good report, but it is real, it's truthful. And on this episode, we really have to be truthful, because we have to stop damning ourselves to live to other people's expectations of who we are and what we should be and how we should move along and how life should work. It's not fair. It's not fair to you. It's not fair to the God who created you. It's not fair to those who you're supposed to be mentoring and moving forward to their part of life, right? So you're not being fair to God, nor are you being fair to the God that lives inside of you, so you're not controlling the universe. If you were supposed to be normal, if things were supposed to go as status quo, how would you make a change? Change does not come with normalcy. It just doesn't happen. So we're going to get into today's episode. Stop damning yourself. Catch us back in a few seconds. Let me take a break to go get some water. You're listening to Unfiltered Love Radio. I'm your guy, Calistus. I'm the Freedom Coach, and we in this, baby. You are listening to Unfiltered Love Radio. It's your guy, your mans, your boy, Calistus. So we're back. Look, I can't tell you to stop doing something that I don't give you the definition to, right? All right. So let's talk about what damning is. Damning is when you are discouraging yourself, when you are stringent to yourself, where there's some kind of shade that you've thrown at yourself, when you... It's that whole self-doubt. And that's what we're going to talk about. Now, somebody can damn you, and I think God damn the devil. You know, he's a goddamn liar. But we won't talk about that. When you damn somebody, you cast them away. You push them away. They go into a forever forgetful place. That doesn't mean that they're obsolete, that they're not there, but it means that they're obsolete and canceled in your life. You know, kind of how y'all did R. Kelly. Y'all just canceled the man, right? Or we cancel anything that we don't like and we don't believe these days, because apparently that's the way that we do things in 2019. I hope that in 2020 we learned that we really can't cancel people. It is not our jobs to. We cannot have them a part of our... Nah, you know what? I'm not even going this tangent right now. Because some of y'all ain't ready to have that conversation, but we will, because grace is for everybody. And we will talk about that pretty soon. But today we're talking about how to stop damning yourself. The first way to stop damning yourself is you gotta like believe in you. You have to have faith in you. A lot of people would say that they have faith in God and they have faith in the Bible and they have faith in whatever religious practice, they have faith in the mosque, faith in the temple, faith in the fathers, faith in all these things, faith in the saints, faith in their grandparents, faith in prayer, faith in all these things, right? And you're believing a God in the sky, which is great. However, the creator created you to create, which means that the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead lives in you. And people preach this and they say this kind of crap all the time. However, do they really believe it? Because if you believed it, then that means that a piece of God, when he breathed the breath of air into you, lives inside of you. Yeah, I know I might sound a little rough right now, because it's really irritating that we can't believe that the same God that created us, that we are his temple and that we are his handiwork and that we do the work, because he has to obey his own law. Yes, God has to obey his own law. And we are the gods of the world and the universe because he has to obey what he put on us, right? Right. Because he's a spirit. And spirit has to have something to manifest what it is in flesh. We are that manifestation. Mind blown? Yes. I was too. But the realization is that we have to stop having faith in other things other than ourselves. I can't tell you to have faith in God and you don't have faith in you. It doesn't work. It doesn't flow. It doesn't function. It doesn't even sound right. It kind of sounds idiotic if we're honest with ourselves. Yo, I want you to believe in this God in the sky that's invisible, that you've never seen, that you know can work a miracle, but have no faith in yourself. Doubt yourself. Keep saying that you're a worm. Keep saying that you're lonely. Keep saying that you're this. Keep saying you're below. Makes no sense, right? There's no sense in believing that you are not a part of the God that you say you serve. It's dumb. You have to stop looking to the sky for all the answers and start looking in you. Be ye renewed by the be ye transformed, renewed. Ha! Y'all know I'm not editing that either, right? I just messed up, so I'm gonna say it again. Be ye transformed by the renewing your mind. Be changed. Be changed, because your mind is gonna be different. You have to, you know, a lot of people get mad because people change their minds. Guess what? I change my mind every day. I may change my mind 4 or 5 times a day. You know why? Because my mind is constantly renewed. What I believed on yesterday, I don't believe today. What I believed 10 minutes ago, I might not believe in 10 minutes, because my knowledge base is going to expand. It's going to grow. And then, you know, a lot of people get all mad because they say, oh, you've changed. You've changed. Damn right I changed. You're supposed to change. You're supposed to. What the hell are you doing if you're not changing? You're staying the same. You're stagnant. You're not doing anything different. That means you don't want a different result. It is insane. What's the definition of insanity? Could keep doing the same thing, expecting a different result. So if you keep believing in the God in the sky and not believing in you, do you think you're ever going to work a miracle? You think you're ever going to see healing power? You think you can ever be made whole? No, because that comes with a piece of you. I believe that so many people die because they don't believe in themselves. They're looking for God for answers. And then don't let them get mad. Oh, the devil made me do it. Oh, the devil this. Yeah, you're giving this guy more credit than he deserved. But it was all you. It was all your mindset. You have to renew your mind. You have to think on things that are good, that are pure, that have a great report. If you're not thinking on those things, you're not renewing your mind to what you think you want to be, what you think you are. If you're not confessing and attracting the laws of attraction and changing your frequency to a different vibration, what are you doing? You're remaining the same. You're expecting a result without doing any work. And that makes no sense. It's just asinine to me. It just makes no sense. So the first thing is you have to have faith in you and stop looking at the sky. Stop looking at the sky and start looking in the mirror. When you wake up in the morning, you know, say thank you, God. Of course, thank the God in the sky. But then thank the God in you. Tell you how awesome, magnificent, wonderful, beautiful that you are. Tell yourself, you know what? I am a billionaire. I am a millionaire. I am a good woman. I am a good man. I am beautiful. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. I am the head and not the tail. No weapon formed. You have to go and tell yourself all of these things, right? You have to affirm yourself, because what it does, it renews the you that you're supposed to be. It reaffirms who you're supposed to be. So when somebody comes in and tells you something that you're not, when somebody comes in and hits your crazy idea and tell you how stupid it is and how it's not going to work, yourself is going to remind you. Your mind is going to come back to your remembrance to say, hey, guess what? You are that person. You are this. Remember, we said it this morning. Remember, oh, you are great. Remember, you're awesome. We have to start looking in the mirror and stop looking in the sky. The next thing we need to do, we need to recognize our self-damning habits. You know, there are two things that keep us in damnation. One is procrastination. And I'm guilty of this one. Like this one, I'll procrastinate to do everything. I'll wait till the last minute to do everything. And sometimes I get my best workout, but sometimes I'm tired as hell because I'm sitting there and I didn't wait it. And it's like, bruh, you could be doing this right now. Yeah, I know, but And I just wait and wait and wait and wait and wait. Then I'm rushing to do it. Then I'm all pissy and I have an attitude. Like I have stuff that's due right now that I probably should be doing. This podcast, I was supposed to do it yesterday, but I'm doing it today. You know why? Because it leads me to my second part. If I can't get things perfect in the way that I want them, then I start working on this perfection thing. So two things that really mess us up is procrastination and perfection. We want things to be so right, so pure, so perfect, because what we have to say, what we have to do, what we're working on, we want to present it as being acceptable, right? Because we know that somebody or something, especially ourselves, we're going to judge it. We're going to look at it a certain way. And so when we start doing that, we start saying, it could have been better. I needed to add this. I need to do this. If I would have just done this, da, 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 the list goes on. So what that does, we live in a hallucination at that point, because we're thinking how things could be and how they should be, and we never do it. So that leads to our procrastination. We have to stop doing that. We have to stop procrastinating, and we definitely have to stop trying to be perfect and all those things. And I took a deep breath because I am that. I'm the dichotomy of both of those things. And I understand how they work together. So instead of waiting and having negative talk around all those things, we have to start building ourselves up. Like I said initially, we have to remember that conversation we have in the morning. We have to remember those affirmations that we told ourselves. We have to continue to work on things that are absolutely positive and good in our lives. If we're only looking at the negative behaviors and the negative things that's being done, then we'll never get to the next steps that we're supposed to have. If we only look at the negative, we'll never build bridges to our positive. If we only look at the negative, we'll never build bridges to our positive, because we've already talked ourselves out of what we're supposed to have that's good. So our dialogue has to start being a little more critical. Our dialogue has to start being kind words. Our dialogue has to be words that build us and not tear us down. And you have to believe that you can do it and that what you did was good. When God created us, he said, we're very good. He didn't say, I made you very perfect. And I think we get caught up in that good, perfect thing because we want things to be right. We want to do things in excellence. And I think that's fine and dandy. But we have to remember that very good is still good. It's still great because you should rather put out something very good than put out nothing at all. And no, I'm not saying it shouldn't be right, but don't look for perfection in all things because now you're setting yourself up for a disappointment. Because what's perfect to you and what's perfect to me are two different things, right? We see perfect as being different. And could you have done better? Yes, do your best. Put your all into it. But your best may not be your best right there because guess what? Hindsight is always better. You're always going to look back and be like, yo, if I would have did that. But guess what? You have another opportunity to do it again. Just because you do something once don't mean you can't do it again. We limit ourselves to say we can't do it again. We limit ourselves to say, oh, this is the only time I'm ever going to have that. And so we have to identify what are the root causes of this. Because both of those things are unhealthy. In reality, it is really unhealthy to be a procrastinator. And it is really unhealthy to be a perfectionist. We need to fall somewhere in between both of those lines and stop being so prideful and allow ourselves to be able to, yes, it is pride. Both of those things are pride. I know, you don't see it yet. You will. Think about it. Perfectionist. If I'm a perfectionist, I want things right. I'm prideful. Yes. If I'm a procrastinator, huh? I don't understand. How is that pride? You're prideful. We're prideful in those things. We just have to let it go because we have to understand that we are not perfect. Should we strive for perfection? Absolutely. I'm never going to tell you not to be excellent. I'm never not going to tell you to be great. I'm never not going to tell you to be awesome. But the thing is, the way we're going toward that awesome and our mindset to that awesome, that's what needs to be fixed. And we just have to identify it as being unhealthy. And it is because what it's doing is causing stress on our bodies, causing us to be anxious, causing our minds to wander and go, just go and go and go. And we're never finding rest because we're always in a panic mode. So it causes our inflammatory system. I know I'm going to get a little science-y right here. But it causes our inflammatory system to stay on high alert. And we stay inflamed and we're constantly going. And then we can never make a decision. So we got to choose to make a decision. Because a lot of times we choose not to make a decision. And that doesn't help us move toward our purpose. That doesn't help us move toward our vision. And that doesn't help us move toward our plan. What's good, Unfiltered Love people? It's your guy, Calissus. Woo! I know we haven't talked today, right? I know it's a little rough, it's a little deep, it's a little cutting heavy, but it cut me heavy too. And the thing is, we have to have this sometimes because we allow too many things and too many people to stop our visions, to stop our dreams, to stop what we're supposed to be doing. And that kind of leads me to the next point that we're going to talk about here, and that's stop worrying about what the hell other people think. I don't even know no other way to say it. But we do. We have to stop worrying about what our parents and our family and the way that it was done. You know, one of the biggest things is, and I'll share this today, is that, you know, I'm a speaker, right? So I go and speak. I call myself, I'm a coach because I'm not going to cheer you on. I'm going to coach you to your next part. I'm going to coach you to your next thing. And it's not always the nicest way, but it is effective. And for those who work with me, they see the results. So I remember when first starting this thing, you know, I had been to college, I had been in the military, I had been working in all these jobs. And, you know, my family is like, oh, just get a job. You need to get you a good job and retire. And so that's what I tried to do, right? It didn't work because we're millennials. And in this day and age, having a job for 20 years is great. However, it will not sustain our lifestyles and what we do and the things that we're trying to, you know, work toward. Working for somebody for 20 years for me wouldn't be ideal because it'll stifle everything that God put in me to create. It'll stifle all the people that I'm supposed to help. It'll stifle the vision and the passion in me that will cause me to become insane. I would mentally break down if I didn't do the things I did, because in me is such a call to do what I'm supposed to do. And what am I supposed to do? I'm supposed to be the freedom coach. I'm supposed to make your life lit. I'm supposed to make sure you're free and you live your mega life today. If I'm doing anything outside of that, I'm not walking in my call and my purpose. And see, that's the thing. We've walked in so many other people's calls and purpose and destinies for our lives that we stop looking at what we're called to do and what we're supposed to do. And we wonder why things are so damn hard. That's why. Because we're trying to do what the hell everybody else told us to do. And that's not fair to us. And like I said, that is a slap in God's face. Because why would he give you a purpose that he wouldn't grace you to fulfill? He wouldn't. He's not that kind of God. You're not created for that. You're created to perpetuate creation. So if you're not perpetuating the creation that he gave you, and you're not birthing new things, and you're not renewing your minds, then you're basically telling God to F himself. And if you're that bold, great. That is not what I want for my life. You know what I mean? So we have to start to think about what we're supposed to be doing, and we have to just start ignoring other people. Yep. Plain and simple. We have to stop listening to other people and start ignoring the things that they want us to do. And we have to start living for what we want to do. We have to start living for what God told us to do. Because when we don't, we mess it up, and then we wonder why things aren't working. So you can't give a damn what other people say. And I know I keep using the word damn because it is so important that we cannot cast ourselves away anymore. After today, say this with me. I will not damn myself anymore. I will not damn myself anymore. I will not damn myself anymore. I know in the middle I'm going to give you a good old affirmation, but that's the truth. We cannot stop what God has purposed in us. We cannot stop being the gods of our universe. Because the moment we stop that, then we stifle other people's dreams. And I know I keep saying that, but a lot of what we do, a lot of what we say, a lot of what we go through is not merely just for us. It's for somebody else to reach and go through that, and for us to pull them out of the situations and mentor them through those things. So you have to know that God works for you by renewing your mind. So you have to believe you're worthy enough to have your mind renewed, that you're worthy enough to fulfill your purpose, that you're worthy enough to fulfill your dreams. Because a lot of that thinking and damning ourselves come from our self-worth. And we have to know that we're worthy enough to be a part. We're worthy enough to put our goals to action. We're worthy enough to make things fly. Are you worthy enough? Say, I'm worthy enough. I'm worthy enough. I'm worthy enough. So if you can tell, this goes along with our last discussion of faith. And it ties into our next discussion of emotions and building emotions. I'm going to get to that episode pretty soon. But a lot of what we're doing, and a lot of our self-destructive behavior, a lot of the damning that we're doing to ourselves is a part of our feelings. It's a part of the way that we interact emotionally with things and people and situations. And when we interact inappropriately, then we're not moving the way we ought to move. Where it doesn't move as fluid as it's supposed to be. Then we feel, for some reason, we feel undeserving, right? You kind of have this feeling like, I don't deserve to be great. I don't deserve to be successful. And hell, you do. You deserve to be great and successful because that's what you were planted here for. That's what you're supposed to be. So if you don't deserve it, then you'll have a plaguing thought of inadequacy that will constantly do things. Or you'll try to overcompensate in certain areas by setting these high goals and these high standards. And that's still self-sabotaging because you know that you can't reach them. And if you do reach them, then you won't even be happy when you get there. And you know how I know? Because I've suffered through both of those things. And I understand what it is to set a standard so high and you achieve it and you're like, yeah, I did it. But then you get there and you're like, well, what the hell was that for? Well, that was great. And is it great to be successful? Yes. But success means nothing if it doesn't have a purpose to you. Success means nothing if it doesn't have a purpose to you. It is better to helm your failures than to go into unknown circumstances blindsided, right? Because a lot of the times we go in these things and we're like, oh, I just want to do this. And then you fail at it. Then you don't feel good. And you say, oh, well, maybe I wasn't supposed to do that. Maybe that wasn't for me. But that's what damning yourself wants you to think. It wants you to think that wasn't for you. No, what you're supposed to take from your failure is what am I supposed to do different? What did I learn in that experience? And then you move it on to your next experience, right? So you have to start taking action. You have to find that inner positive voice that tells you that when you can't, when you hear I can't, when you hear I'm a failure, when you hear I'm no good, when you hear I'm too fat, when you hear I'm too black, I'm too skinny, I'm too white, I'm too Hispanic, I'm too Asian, have the wrong accent, da 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 da. The list goes on forever, right? You have to tell yourself, wait a minute, what needs to change in my pattern of behavior? What needs to change in my speech? What needs to change that's so small but yet meaningful? What organization do I need? What goals do I need to set? All of those things have to be done because it is in those things that we start finding our voice. We start finding our purpose. We find our vision. We find our mission. And then what used to be damning to us, what used to hurt us, what used to sabotage us, we now use that as a stair step to our next level. We now use that to where we're supposed to be. We now use that to start doing things and pulling people from places where we used to sit and pull them at a table that's created just for them. If we don't start using our minds, we'll become a slave to everything and everybody around us. If we don't renew our minds, we'll remain a slave to everything and everybody around us. You're no longer a slave. You don't have to sit in bondage to somebody else's idea of who you are. You don't have to sit in captivity wondering, could you be something greater? You can, and you will be, and you shall be great. But that comes with renewing your mind. That comes with finding your purpose. That comes with looking for your vision. And right here on Unfiltered Love Radio, that's what I want you to do. I want you to be so lit. I want to lift, inspire, and transform you so much that you understand that there's nothing in this life you can't do. You are trained to renew your mind. You're trained to attract things that you want. You're trained to meditate so you can manifest what you need. You can't mess it up. Who cares if you don't get it the first time? You will get it. Unfiltered Love Radio. What's good, Unfiltered Love people? Should God can listen, because you know I listen from heaven up to me to you and sell it all in love. And we're back. Listen, we talked about a lot today. But what I want you to really take away is the key point. Believe in you. Don't have more faith in the sky than you do the mirror, because what God does, he's not doing miracles from the sky. He's doing miracles right here inside your heart. And once we think we can have a miracle, then we will. Stop giving a damn what other people think. Start renewing your mind daily, hourly, momently, if you have to, until you know that you're worthy enough to believe that you can get what you want. And remember, if you do not use your mind, you'll become a slave to everything and everybody around you. You've been listening to Unfiltered Love Radio. I'm the Freedom Coach. I'm happy that you listen. Remember to like, share, subscribe, push that star button, push that bell button, get these notifications. Until next time, as we always say around here, be free and live your mega life.